Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
How's life at home, mate?
Going well. Yeah, going well, mate. Just trying to adjust to a lack of sleep again. But yeah, another little colt in the stable. So two colts in my stable at the moment. And yeah, we're going well, mate. Going well.
Well, you'll have to go again, mate.
Well, that's the problem, TK. I think the wife's put the foot down and said no more. I think she's had enough. So I'm just waiting for her to tap me on the shoulder and say, darling, it's time for the ultimate gear change, and then I'm going to be in real trouble after that.
Yeah, make sure that notify the stewards, okay?
I don't know how to handle that conversation when that time comes, but I'm kidding, it's probably going to come in the next 6 months or so.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come, mate, after you have a couple of beers or a wine or something. Yeah. The conversation will come up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All the scissors will come out. Now, Huey Bowman, what's he up to?
Yeah, he's just done a bit of press before the All-Star Mile on the weekend, TK. I found his comments extremely interesting. He's obviously riding a lease for James Cummings in the Godolphin Yard. And he was asked yesterday, Huey, about who he thought the main danger was. And, you know, they're talking about the gun filly down there, Mystic Journey, got Amphitrite there as well. He said, no, Happy Clapper is the biggest danger to the lease winning this All-Star Mile. Obviously, Huey's so well-versed in what Happy Clapper can do, given that all the clashes he's had with Winx over the years, in particular the Chipping Norton Stakes a couple of weeks ago. I just found that a really interesting comment from Huey to say, no, I'm only worried about Happy Clapper at the moment. He's the biggest danger. He's the biggest threat to Elise. Wait to see how that race plays out in the weekend. I think the biggest concern for the organisers, guys, is that we know that this field's got a very long tail at this stage. You don't want to see an Elise and a Happy Clapper absolutely trucking as they turn for home and runs up the backside of a couple of horses, maybe an Urban Ruler or a Belf's Choice. That's the biggest worry for the organisers down there for the All-Star Mile. We don't want any interference in this race because it's definitely a race of the haves and the have-nots at the moment.
Yeah, we know now what the Autumn Sun's next target is, mate.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Rosehill Guineas, Laurie, on Golden Slipper Day. So that means that both the Autumn Sun and Winx will be in action on Golden Slipper Day. They'll be separated in different races. I think it was probably a smart and logical decision to go to the Rosehill Guineas at his next start. The way he's racing at the moment, he looks like he wants every inch of the 2,000 metres third up this campaign. And what happens after that is going to be the $64,000 question. Whether he presses on to the QE Stakes and takes on Winx in a final run, I'm not too sure. But I think they'll probably play the safe option at the moment, going towards the Rosehill Guineas and not looking at a Ransford or even taking on Winx in the George Ryder Stakes. And then I suppose his next run is going to be the big question mark.
Yeah, that's right. But what a terrific Golden Slipper Day with the five group ones. And you're going to see Winx, and then you're going to see the Autumn Sun, plus you're going to see the two-year-olds do battle in the slipper.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day, TK. One of my favourite days of racing of the year, Golden Slipper Day. I think probably only rivaled by maybe Derby Day and maybe Caulfield Guineas Day as well. And obviously the Everest is turning into a pretty big race day at the moment as well. But yeah, I think Golden Slipper Day is probably one of my most enjoyable days of racing for the calendar year.
The thing was, though, the likely outcome was that if these two great gallopers, and obviously, well, one's a great galloper at the moment. The other one looks like going to be a great galloper, the Autumn Sun. Well, has won four group ones in eight starts, which is a pretty good head start, isn't it? I mean, it was always going to be the Queen Elizabeth anyway on the second day of the championships where they were likely to meet.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think, listen, TK, if he gets beat by Winx, I don't think it's going to decline his stud value or do any harm to his stud value at all, I wouldn't have thought. So if they want to have a crack at open age horses and have a crack at weight for age, it looks a logical race for him. I know, personally, I don't think he'll get within two or three lengths of Winx if they both turn up happy and healthy on race day. But I don't see there's a reason why not to have a throw at the stumps. I suppose the big question mark after that, well, will it really keep racing on in his four-year-old season? If you asked me a few months ago, I said no way he'll be retired after his three-year-old season. But just a few little comments from John Massar and Chris Waller in the last few weeks, I'm sort of thinking that they might be tempted to race on for one more season. I don't know. I'm not too sure yet, but geez, I'd love to have him around for another 12 months.
Well, I think they've got, you know, they've got Hong Kong an option. They've got Royal Ascot as an option. Who knows?
Well,
they could have the Ark.
You'd like to be in that position.
They could eventually have the Ark as an option.
Exactly. And the Cox Plate's going to be there for the taking later this year as well. Obviously, Winx won't be around. I'm not quite sure whether Moonee Valley will be an ideal track for the Autumn Sun, but he might speak too. Would he can still come out and win a Cox Plate. So there are still plenty of lucrative options on the racetrack, but probably not as many lucrative options as going to stud. That's the big issue.
No, but it's always good to have options up your sleeve.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. So, they've got some big decisions to make with him in the next few weeks, Laurie, don't they? What they do. But I'd love to see him go overseas and then come back and have maybe one more season in Australia, but I'm not quite too sure whether that's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But it's good that you're going well at home, mate. You're not getting enough sleep, but we're glad that you're back on the program.
Yeah, I forget what it's like, Laurie, not to have any sleep when you have a newborn baby, but I'm just praying that one morning I don't sleep from my alarm and miss the phone call. That's what I'm worried about for the next few months.
If you'll
I do, you'll know why.
Well, we'll forgive you if you do.
No, we'll keep ringing.
Oh, yes, we will. Good on you, mate.
Up. The rule is, wear up, everyone should be up. I think that's fair enough.
We will. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.